This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
WCETFM, where the fun never ends.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, your radio refreshment, blowing away the myths and revealing the truth on WCET-FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, your happy host, Ron Edwards. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience as we delve once again into the realm of truth via radio and throughout the world via internet. And we thank you for joining us today. This show emanates from our flagship station, WCET FM 101.7 in beautiful Columbia, South Carolina. And thank you for joining us. And, of course, it is rebroadcast on other great radio outlets throughout America, including America Out Loud. They're joining us as well as americamatters.us. So pick us up there. And also, you can catch the Edwards Notebook throughout the country via overnights during the Captain's America Third Watch broadcast, which also now emanates from this radio station as well. And ladies and gentlemen, for great columns, of course, you can read what I write every week at News with Views, as well as on another great outlet, and they call themselves Capitol Hill Outsider. We haven't heard from them for a while, but they've asked me to return. And America Out Loud, that's the third installment where you can find my columns on a weekly basis. And again, let's get into it, man. It's hot and heavy, not only weather-wise, but starting things off on this wonderful Flag Day. We do celebrate the American flag, or at least some of us do. Betsy Ross, we go back to that wonderful story and how she came up with the design of the American flag. But it's very important that when we see Old Glory, it should, give us a little bit of a heartstring tug there, because there's so much that went into putting together not only the flag, but this great United States of America. And we always have to remember that when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve one political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they be endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Then, whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the government long established should not be changed for light and transient causes like Black Lives Matter or Antifa goons who are trying to turn this nation into what our president called an SHIT hole. The time is now, folks, that we've got to push back against the darkness with the light of truth. We cannot allow ourselves to be backed up any further. We must come out swinging, because if we don't, my friends, we will wake up one morning with people on our doorstep, banging on our doors, demanding our guns, and in some cases demanding our children. You know that many have been trying to conjure up ideas and ways to grab children out of their homes if they have a Corona China virus or any other kind of disease that they can come up with or manufacture in Wuhan, China. See, we've got to really tighten up ourselves. You know, we can look at the enemy and say, oh, woe is me. This is so horrible. But let me tell you, my friends, the enemy would not be worth squat if we ourselves did not deceive ourselves into thinking that we could allow the enemy to take over our government school systems, our religious or Christian denominations. Seriously, can you drink clean water with excrement in it? No, you cannot. So why allow political or moral excrement into our society's important pillars? Why do that? And then you run around and say, oh, how horrible it is. Look at Seattle. Now, if it were up to me, if I were mayor of that city, first of all, I don't think they would have done that. Things would have never gotten to that point. But if by some weird reason they did, those people would already be arrested. When you first start, when these kinds of things first begin, what you do, you grab the leaders, you grab those who start it quickly. You move in like rapid fire. Boom, swallow them up, grab them, and arrest them. And as they continue to peel off and do it, you grab them. Therefore, things do not go out of control. They don't take over businesses. They don't throw their garbage bags filled with garbage in front of businesses like they've done in this neighborhood now called CHOP in Seattle. You don't witness a struggle with an individual and a police officer in the beautiful city of Atlanta and then burn down your place where you get, you know, where you get your dinner. You know what I'm talking about. Certain populations of this country, they depend more on their dinner from places like Wendy's, McDonald's, and all of that. And they've been doing it for generations, degenerating the quality of their brain cells by eating garbage. And so they even burned their garbage place down for where they, you know, buy their food. Now they've got to drive, what, miles just to get a hamburger. This is what I call political and moral retardation. When people are not taught the truth, if they're not encouraged to walk in the right way, after a few generations, it demotes to the point of retardation. Okay? You got a bunch of retards running and bullying an area of Seattle, Washington. Seattle was one of the most beautiful cities on earth, like San Francisco. Beautiful mountain views, perfect, near-perfect climate. And have you noticed how the leftists and liberals, they take over these beautiful areas? It happens all the time, man. They grab, they glom onto these nice places, Atlanta. They're even trying to screw up Nashville, one of my favorite cities. When I saw the report that in Nashville they're thinking about getting rid of the police, I almost keeled over. I said, oh my gosh, if it could happen in Nashville, it could happen anywhere on earth. Unfreaking believable. But we have a choice, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, as Americans, we have a choice. What do you want? Do you want destruction? I mean, is that your goal? And, you know, I can shut up and just go and, you know, we can take ourselves and move to Bermuda or something. I don't know. But what do you want? I would love somebody to call and tell me at 985-218-0185. And if you disagree with what I have to say, please come and dare try, come into this arena and try to show me where I'm wrong. Stacey Abram, Big Mama Abram, says, this, not defunding, will lead to better policing. And then the sign says, defund the police, that she has there. Whew. Man, I tell you. And she still says that if Uncle Joe Biden doesn't pick her for her vice presidential running mate, it's because of racism. No, it's because you're stupid. She's a moron. She couldn't even win dog catcher in her hometown. That fat has backed up and has squashed her brain into the size of a thimble. I mean, this beast, that beast has just gone off the deep end. Yeah. And confusion continues to reign in Seattle. What's I mean, this is the headline I'm looking at. What confusion? There's no confusion. People, these scumbags have been allowed to take over a section of the city. There's nothing confusion about that. Freaking believable. Well, it was great to see the president yesterday give a great, great speech at the graduation ceremonies at West Point. And speaking of the president, happy birthday, Mr. President. And may you have many, many more, especially, and may you be reelected, which you are going to be, sir. And again, happy Flag Day. Fly your flags today, and when you see Old Glory, give her a little salute. I'm Ron Edwards, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. We'll
hey,
be right back with
this
our special guest.
Mm-hmm. Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 3 adults in America have pre-diabetes, but most don't know it. To let people know it can be reversed before it becomes type 2 diabetes, professional basketball player Julius Randle is doing everything in reverse.
I'm only dunking with reverse windmills. I drove the whole way to practice in reverse. I don't recommend it. This move's called the reverse shuffle. I do recommend it. And it took me months to learn how to speak in reverse, like this. Here's 10 almost for diabetes type 2 with living Ben has mama. In other words, my mom has been living with type 2 diabetes for almost 10 years. So together, we want to say to the 84 million Americans at risk, exercise and healthy eating can help reverse prediabetes. Start by taking a simple one-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Betty can't say that in reverse.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through the Paranormal Radio app. TalkStreamLive.com on both Android and Apple. Our call to listen line is open 24/7. Dial 701-719-9704 so you can listen on the go.
Hey, it's the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience with Ron Edwards.
Yeah, we're dancing to the truth, a beat of truth today, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I am your happy host. Thanks for joining us this day. Or this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it. We're also glad that our friend Tim Tapp has stopped by to converse with us on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. Hello, Tim, and how are you, sir?
Well, Ron, first of all, I'm doing really, really good today, although I do have some rolling thunderstorms coming through rather heavily, loud enough to probably be heard on occasion. So that's Mother Nature's sound effects, if you happen to catch any of them. First of all, happy Flag Day, Ron. Not a great day to fly the flag right here because of the weather. So I've got mine flying inside because it's always a good day to fly the American flag, regardless of what some leftist might have to say about it.
Absolutely. You know, the leftists have gone to Nutsville. Even I was going to get into an American story, but here, you know, I was talking about stupidity, Tim. You might have heard me earlier, but here's something for you. The U.S. Embassy in Seoul has expressed its support for Black Lives Matter movement by hanging a huge banner outside of its building bearing the same message following the death of George Floyd. While in police custody, protests broke out across America and have spread to other parts of the world. I'm looking at these pictures in South Korea. Citizens have also voiced support for the anti-racism and police reform movement, showing up in demonstrations over the past week with signs saying, "May George Floyd rest in peace." I find this rather rich because in South Korea, I don't know if you were aware of this, but when our great soldiers were over there during the Korean conflict, and they've been stationed over there through the years, if, for instance, a black American dated a South Korean female, these children, and if the soldier was still on duty and let's say she was out and about and had the baby, they would force those young black babies, or Amerasians as they called them, out into the forest to live on their own because they were black. That's what Korean racism is all about. And they're very hateful towards black people. And I just find these leftist pigs that are everywhere, who are usually mostly racist people in reality, but they join this effort, and it's part of the ongoing effort to overthrow Western or westernized society. What say you?
Well, I say you make an excellent point, and it's a point we've talked about in the past, but there's this overarching point that needs to be made again for everybody that's listening. Everybody who thinks that the United States of America has the biggest racial issues in the world has never set foot outside of the United States. In America, as tough as you may have it, as bad as your neighborhood may seem, the struggles that you may have to, and truthfully, maybe a few bad apple cops, maybe some actual racist folks out there, whatever your life experience has held for you, it is a world of difference once you step outside of the United States borders. Now, that's not to make an excuse for the bad behavior here. It's not to make an excuse for actual racism as exists. But all I know is here in the United States, we're fighting against normally microaggressions with a few rare exceptions. And around the world, they have yet to call any of that out, almost as if they're afraid to. So, yeah, when you see somebody like South Korea jumping on that bandwagon, again, it makes me think that the level of virtue signaling is so hard that it must hurt. It must be like having a hernia or slamming your head against a brick wall without a helmet. That's the level of mental gymnastics that's transpiring here.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of mental gymnastics just to deal with it. Even if you know all of the answers, you still scratch your head and you wonder. You don't wonder any longer how we got here, because we understand, you and I understand how we got to this position. But what we need to do is to help encourage our fellow Americans, those who want our nation to recover, those who want a decent lifestyle and the ability to raise their children in the way that they should go so that they do not depart, to have the willingness to fight back. Because I'm telling you, Tim, if everyone who loves this country, if all they did was pray about it and they were very sincere and they all turned their hearts toward God. But if faith without works is, you know, faith without works, you cannot clean out a house or a nation without being willing to put in some elbow grease in the effort. there are some Christians who disagree with me on that. And I think because – and I blame the school systems and their liberal preachers because they do not have the wherewithal to face the truth and say, hey, look, it was the founding fathers were inspired by the ministers of that day. Unfortunately, with a few exceptions like Pastor Jefferson in Dallas and a few others here and there, for the most part, ministers today are not even patriotic in their mentality. So we don't have the inspirational ministers of today to say, hey, look, we need to refound our republic. So it's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to folks like us together amongst we the people together, our wherewithal and push back before it gets to a point like in Hong Kong where we cannot push back any longer. What do you think about that?
Oh, again, Ron, I wish I had $1 million for every time we disagreed. I'd get rich a lot faster that way than for all the times we agreed. We have had this discussion before, too. I think a simple solution, though, in the case of the organized churches, these pastors that are out there, these ministers that fail to minister, if we would all see just this return to the preaching of gospel principles, all the political chaos would go away. It's a time to stand up and don't be afraid if the government threatens to take away your tax-free status. Don't be afraid of what the ramifications must be because, as I recall, you're supposed to render unto Caesar what's his Caesar. So if they decide they want to start charging taxes again as a price for you to preach the truth and the gospel, then so be it. But again, a lot of these folks, they go to these seminary schools, which unfortunately also have been infiltrated by leftists who want to preach virtue as opposed to gospel. And it makes it really hard for those of us who go to church for the gospel to be able to stomach some of the sidebars when a conservative message isn't allowed to be brought without facing ramifications. It's ridiculous, but it is something we do need to address.
Absolutely. And speaking of ramifications, 20-year-old William Lovely, who used to work at Jason's Deli in Virginia Beach, delivering catering orders to surrounding businesses, now, thanks to the Corona China virus hoax, he's struggling to pay his bills. Even though many cities and states are opening back up, like many others, far too many, he was laid off in March, and he's gone from regular hours and pay to gigging for Uber Eats or Instacart, earning up to $100 on some days, but most days coming home with almost nothing. Now, while the restaurant is trying to slowly reopen, Mr. Lovely reckons that the best he can hope for is a part-time position. And see, this is was really the goal of the Bill Gates crowd when they started this situation, and Hannibal Lecter, Fauci, and Scarf Lady, as they convinced Trump to shut the nation down completely, because you're going to have diseases, okay? You had flu, you've got cancer. More people are going to die from cancer or heart attacks this year than you could dream of dying from the Corona China virus. And they're talking about now, oh, Lord, they're trying to create a situation where, oh, trying to reinstitute fear in the people. Oh, my God, the cases are going up again. Oh, what are we going to do? What should we do? Maybe we open too soon. No, we shouldn't have shut down completely because more people would have been already built up an immunity to it. More people would have already been over it. Had things been allowed to go naturally like they do every year with the flu in cases where you've had just as many flu virus victims and in some years more than the Corona China virus victims. How do you see that?
Well, yeah, it's just as simple. Everybody's using the terminology second wave. We're not looking at a second wave, boys and girls. What we are looking at is the continuation of the first wave because we actually did that flattening of the curve they were talking about. And right now, these upticks still has a lot more to do with the fact that, yes, we're moving around a little more. And there is still, even now, more testing and more availability. And let's not forget that both the media and several states, hospitals and nursing homes have incentives to report higher numbers, in some cases cash. You should expect to see these numbers. And of course, I think that in a lot of ways, as soon as we saw peaceful protest over George Floyd move into the realm of rioting and looting, that the Democrats found themselves in a kind of a tight spot because they can't really seem to be on the side of riots and looting publicly or they lose elections. Most of the people that are doing the looting and rioting typically aren't regular voters. And let's face a reality here, too, boys and girls. A lot of these folks are actually Antifa organizers and not BML folks. But that's neither here nor there. Both sides, both issues here, both organizations took what should have been a universal issue and twisted it into a let's go see what we can get issue instead of let's just try to get justice and let's demand justice, let's demand fairness. There's a very big difference between what we should be looking at, what we all agreed on, and what's been asked of. So, yes, we definitely cannot fall back into the category here. And the fact that Dr. Fauci's out here telling people that a second wave doesn't have to come, it's not inevitable, it just tells you that, yeah, they're already looking at COVID-19 part two, and they want to try and scare you with that because they've lost the majority of the audience with the last one. And this is still all about trying to destroy the orange man who's bad, the kicker of puppies, the eater of babies, in their minds, Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just perfect timing because he's going to start getting back out in his rallies. Real quick before the break, we may not have time to really digest this. We can get into this on the other side. Kim Jong-un's sister is threatening South Korea with military action. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened military action against South Korea as she bashed Seoul on Saturday over declining bilateral relations and its inability to stop activists from floating anti-Pyongyang left leaflets across the border. Well, you know what? Her regime, she and her overweight brother, what an irony, while they starve their people to death. Their people are all underweight. But yet Kim Jong-un, much like Big Mama Abrams, is way overweight, and what an irony. Anyway, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience with my special guest, great talk show host, Tim Tapp, and he will tell you where you can reach his show when we return. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
In the Holy Bible, there are few accounts that paint a picture of loyalty the way the story of Jonathan and future King David does. Despite the many attempts of King Saul to murder David, Jonathan pledges his loyalty to David. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Jonathan is loyal to his principles and his friend in the face of the greatest opposition. During the American Revolutionary War, there were far more loyalist American colonists who remained loyal to the British monarchy than one might think. According to historian Robert Calhoun, best estimates put the proportion of adult white male loyalists somewhere between 15% and 20%. Approximately half the colonists of European ancestry tried to avoid involvement in the battle for liberty. The Patriots received active support from perhaps 45% of the white populace. Some of the loyalists returned to Europe, but many remained in the colonies fighting against the Founding Fathers and influencing others to follow in their steps. Well, in spite of loyalist opposition, the United States of America came to fruition. Sadly, out of the loyalists, eventually the Democrat Party came to fruition and leads the current opposition against our republic. And I predict they will lose and liberty will eventually prevail. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
I listen to WCET every day because it's the most tremendous radio station in America.
You heard the man. Nothing better. WCET FM. Talk radio like no other.
You can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through the Paranormal Radio app. TalkStreamLive.com on both Android and Apple.
Our call to listen line is open 24/7. Dial 701-719-9704 so you can listen on the go.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Absolutely. And thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. This portion of the broadcast is being brought to you by the great folks at Silverite Global. Silverite. They have put together a silver-infused breakthrough technology pillow, the best in the world. Silverite embraces an age-old secret of maintaining a healthy sleep environment by using a silver and supportive Kapok filling in their products. Now, this safe, innovative technology infuses silver into the cotton fabric protecting us from antimicrobial and bacterial elements. And it protects us while we sleep. And you never end up with those harmful elements in your pillows ever with Silverite. For many years, silver has been used as a natural alternative to artificial chemicals. Using silver provides us with safer and cleaner products that help us maintain peace of mind while we sleep. Kapok filling is also utilized. Nature's cashmere, one of the closest fibers to silk with the feel of cashmere. Grown naturally in pods from the ceiba tree and is obtained through sustainable, eco-friendly harvesting. Therefore, there's no harm to the trees at all. And they just pluck them up from the ground. They're waterproof. They're immune from pests, including dust mites, making the pillow naturally hypoallergenic. It is also water resistant, which makes it naturally resistant to mold and mildew. Isn't that great? It's made only with the finest high thread cotton count. Using nature's cotton lessens the toxic load on the body. Feel the cool, comfortable luxury of natural cotton. And this wonderful pillow, it's made right here in the beautiful United States of America. And you can obtain your Silverite pillow by simply going to silverriteglobal.com and use the promo code RON20. Check out silverriteglobal.com, promo code RON20. I've got one. My wife has one. I know some other great folks that has one. And boy, we're all sleeping a lot better. And this is the best pillow on earth. And you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, the show that celebrates, not condemns, our republic. And with our special guest, his name is Tim Tapp, great talk show host based out of the beautiful state of Tennessee. Hello, Tim, and welcome back. And I want you to inform our wonderful listeners where they can pick up your show, great show, by the way, and where they can pick it up, what time, and all of that.
Well, Ron, again, thank you for inviting me onto your great show. Very glad to have this opportunity. For those of you that are listening right here live on WCET-FM, guess what? You can stay right here and hear me through the week most days, starting from 4 until 5. On Fridays, though, on Wednesdays and Fridays, we do a live simulcast for 1 hour that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sundays, we go from 3 to 5 live simulcast right here. You can also find me at blogtalkradio.com if you want to check out live or check out the podcast. But all of that stuff, I would invite you to go visit Tap Into the Truth. That's T-A-P-P Into the Truth.com. Stop off, visit there, see everything that's going on, including getting the lowdown on upcoming guests and recent guests and the whole nine there. Plus, if you're interested in my writings, you can do a quick search for my name, Tim Tapp, T-A-P-P, Tim Tapp, at places like American Greatness, Clash Daily, Newsmax. I've been in several places. Happy to be able to reach larger audiences that way. Don't forget Conservative Daily Briefing as well. Basically, you can do a Google search and you're probably likely to find something I'm doing pretty easily.
Wow, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot, sir, and thank you. It's good to see your growth. And I know you're on other radio stations throughout the country as well, I believe in Arizona and New Jersey. So good on you, or as they say, bully for you, sir. I was mentioning before the break how the powerful sister of Kim Jong-un is now threatening military action against their one-time friends in South Korea, all because of a few leaflets that escaped across the border. And some of their hungry people over there, starving people, may get wind of the possibility of freedom or get word of how they can live a little bit better and have regular food when there's more liberty. But she's threatening to go down there and send the military to beat them up. This is why we, you know, our side has to be much stronger than their side. They feel weakness. They see the struggles that our country is having and our president is under. And so they're trying to feel, they kind of feel their oats. And it looks like they have the ability to go ahead and follow through. What say you?
Well, first of all, Ron, I first started hearing about this rising tensions between North and South Korea. It's been pretty close to a month ago when I first saw a report about it. They were getting upset because these little messages in a bottle, these leaflets in a bottle, were making their way across. And of course, South Korea couldn't stop it. How dare they? Well, it sounds to me like you're kind of miffed that you guys, so great and powerful, North Korea, led by the the Yong family, of course, our emperor gods in their own mythos, are unable to stop these bottles from floating on shore and people seeing them. So there is that aspect that makes the whole story almost ridiculous. But you do hit on another point that I've been making for a few days now myself, and that is how the world perceives the events that have taken place in Seattle. This autonomous zone. Of course, they've changed the name now. And before long, I think they're going to change it to Chump because that's what they all are. It does promote this idea for those who are seeing extremely left-leaning coverage of an extremely left-leaning event where extremely weak and left-leaning elected officials are allowing stuff to happen to make these so-called world leaders believe that America perhaps is at a moment of weakness, that perhaps Donald Trump has his hands too full at home to worry about what happens in South Korea or in Japan or in Hong Kong. And unfortunately, in the case of Hong Kong, it's more of a case of having international hands tied and being limited as far as diplomatic efforts. Hard to imagine a full-on military intervention there would be called for, and doubt it would be supported even among a lot of conservatives. And I'm not recommending one. I'm just saying that when you see stuff like this happening, sometimes you get the wrong idea. And I really think Donald Trump is not going to stand for the international community starting to think that America's gone soft. He spent too much time rebuilding that image. And I think these folks better start treading lightly. South Korea, even though currently led by not the most America-friendly of leadership, still is considered a protectorate of the United States right now. I wouldn't push that too far if I were them.
I agree, but, you know, they've been pushing pretty hard with when it comes to Hong Kong, the South China Sea, and other things. In fact, China has been pushing into our hemisphere via Venezuela, as has Russia. Mother Russia has been, in fact, flying nuclear-capable jets along all the way up to Alaska. And we've been, of course, scrambling. And I just think that the United States, even under Trump, has been carrying sort of a weak posture in a sense, because we should have 24-hour jets flying up and down our coasts and around Alaska all the way up to the North Pole. And I think that, for instance, recently, when Iran sent over a huge tanker full of oil to Venezuela, it is my opinion, my belief, that we should have blockaded that and forced it to either turn around or sunk it or captured it for our own inventory. So, because here's the thing, why feed Venezuela, which has one of the largest supplies of oil, if they've under communism become so stupid now that they cannot extract enough of their own oil for their own use? And they have to depend on Iran to bring over a shipful. No, I would have said, you're going back or you're going down. And, you know, for me, it wouldn't matter either way. I can say bye now either way, bye now either way, and it wouldn't have meant a hill of beans to me. But our leaders in government are too afraid to do what is right and to be strong and mighty, because the only thing the other side understands, are they stronger than we are? That's the only thing. They're not civilized. They don't have a moral code of ethics. So we have to deal with them as the wild dogs that they are. And, you know, some tenderfoots may not like my language, but this is what we're dealing with. And we've got to, you know, these people today, Tim, in some cases, what would they have done if they were around during the time of George Patton? Go.
I don't think they would have fared well. They would have either toughened up a bit, or they would have gotten gone. But to your point, though, when I say they shouldn't be pushing too hard, I'm still referring, of course, to North Korea. Your comments about China are a completely different animal. China has been made strong thanks to stupidity on the parts of America's political leadership, largely. You make a great point as far as where we're acting. We do have a lot of elected officials that is their mindset. They have embraced leftist ideology, even the ones who aren't hardcore leftists. They've been led to believe that that's correct. But I also believe you're seeing a side effect, too, of Donald Trump in an effort to rebuild what has been in the process of being dismantled since at least Clinton, probably a little bit earlier, where Clinton started dismantling our military, started firing the hard-nosed, more conservative generals, getting them out, promoting officers that were more left-leaning, turning them into political officers, operatives. We saw George W. Bush come in after that and just kind of held the status quo instead of trying to push back and change back. We got pretty speechless, but no real effort. And then Barack Obama accelerated that effort under his regime, where literally we saw a purging of generals and high-ranking colonels in order to only promote people that he felt like he could trust and that was going to push his political agenda. And as we see that, it's no small task to rebuild the damage that has been done by these previous regimes. And as a result, it's a case of having to choose your battles. And again, I'm with you. I would like to see a little more strength and maybe taking a risk or two if it means strengthening our position on the world stage, and more importantly, through that strength, saving American lives and, by extension, the lives of our allies.
There you go. Well, on that note, Tim, I hate to say this, but as many good things come to an end, so our time together has now petered out. And I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I want to remind folks that your show does follow mine on these great stations. And so stay with us, folks. And Tim's coming up after me. And thanks so much, Tim, for joining us. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Looking forward to the next opportunity, sir. And keep up the good work, because the Ron Edwards American Experience is the true American experience. Thank you, sir. God bless.
Thank you. Couldn't say it better myself. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. It's the Ron Edwards American Experience.
What are you doing?
Trying to find an informational radio show? They all charge to listen.
Not WCETFM. They offer free radio archives.
Free radio archives?
Free radio archives.
Free
radio archives.
Free radio archives of all your favorite shows, including yours truly, Late Night in the Midlands. So come on over to WCETFM.com and enjoy our archives 100% free. Please make a small donation to keep WCETFM free and on the air. Free radio archives. Like what you hear? Want to take advantage of a great show? Incredible station and all those who follow WCETFM? Well, it can never be any easier than it is now. Go to WCETFM.com and click Advertise, located in the drop down under the Support tab, and click the contact link. or go to the footer of the homepage. That's it. You're now on your way to reaching the masses. WCETFM.com, your megaphone to the world. Ask us for our 2020 media kit and get the ball rolling today. WCETFM.com. Late Nighters, make sure you check us out on all our social media pages. You can find them at the very bottom of the website under our supporters. And make sure you suggest us to one friend and, well, ask that friend to do the same, and you become the resistance.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, and thank you so much for joining us as we take it to the home stretch right now on this edition. Former CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien made stunning claims that a network executive once told her that she could only have the right kind of black guest on her show. Very interesting. Reacting to the controversy that has rocked ABC News over the weekend, O'Brien reflected on her time at CNN and indicated that a network executive discouraged her to sit down with black radio host Roland Martin. It is a very interesting read, and it's so funny. These people, these executives at these leftist-leaning networks, they run around talking about how Republicans and how conservatives are racist and all that. But I'm going to tell you something. Even from personal experience and observation from years ago in radio in Cleveland and elsewhere, the main proponents of real racism, I don't care what profession you are in, it is people that are of the leftist persuasion. 98% of the time. Yes, you have a few racists, Republicans or conservatives, but they're so few and far in between. They're too busy living life to concentrate on such stupidity. But the others on the left, because they are ensconced in evil thought, evil deeds anyway, racism is part of their mantra. That is part of their psyche, because it is an evil. And so therefore they are more inclined to be evil because they're so evil in many other areas. And so it's just so par for the course. Moving along, I find it very interesting. Huge statues of Churchill, Winston Churchill, the great great figure of World War II fame, who basically single-handedly almost saved England. Yes, physically the United States entering guaranteed the saving of Great Britain, but it was Churchill that finally rallied the troops for England to defend itself. His predecessor, Neville Chamberlain, was much like Democrats of today, who kissed the backsides of our enemies today. Well, Neville Chamberlain was much like the Democrats of America, who kissed the backsides of and rhinos of nations like China and appeased them, who appeased terrorists like the Palestinians, who are trying to negotiate, in fact, mess up Israel. Don't have time to get into details about that, but just pray that Mike Pompeo gets it right concerning Israel and does not push the dividing of Jerusalem or any part of Israeli land that should only be in Israeli hands and not give it over to the Palestinians. Most people don't know this. The Palestinians come from the area of Jordan. They're not even from there, but they are stuck there just to be a pain in the backside. To push the United States to make a fatal mistake. There are 300, I believe it's 300 times that the United States has done wrongful acts on behalf of enemies of Israel, and each time the United States got smacked by horrible events, whether it was a riot or whether it was horrible weather, things of that nature. You can research that yourselves and get into it, and we can get into it in more detail on the next installment of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And we just believe that, we've got to get back to proper teaching. Now, they've been covering the statues of Churchill in London, England. At least, that beats what they're doing here in America, where they're tearing down great statues. And to talk about how stupid people can be and how crazy the leftists are, they attacked a statue in Philadelphia of a man whose last name is Baldwin, who was an abolitionist and fought against slavery and raised a lot of money for the start of black colleges and universities such as Howard, Fort Ford, and many others, Morehouse, and other great universities, or once great universities and colleges throughout this republic. So we really have to get a real grip on our nation's history, because if you don't know your history, you don't know where you're going. So leftists are so hypocritical. Real quick, you talk about Apple. They come out in support of Black Lives Matter, right? Well, guess what? The majority of their workers are all white, and there's only one person that is in the executive ranks, one black female. All the rest of their workers, which makes up about 7% or 9% of their worker force, are all in the warehouse area. They don't hire highly intelligent black males to work in their technological areas. They don't do that. They can't have that image. Black men, intelligent black men in high places? Oh, no. So just beware of the hypocrisy of the American left in this country. And so we have to push back against the darkness. Black Lives Matter movement has nothing to do with the betterment of the lives of black Americans or anything good for that matter. It is part of a multifaceted effort to literally destroy the United States of America from within, just like the Democrat Party, one of its evil allies. So, my friends, we have no choice. We have to battle back against the darkness. And I say this because we can win. And again, we have no choice but to win. Thank you, Tim Tam, for stopping by and joining me on today's edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. We look forward to Tim joining us again. And, of course, I look forward to the next time you and I get together on this great network and elsewhere throughout this republic and the world. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. It is always my pleasure. And remember to celebrate our nation. Don't condemn our nation. If she makes mistakes, pray for her and fight for what is truly wrong. I mean, fight for what is truly right and against what is wrong, morally and politically. We have to stand up for what is right, and we have to stand against what is wrong. If you want a good life, you have to be good, and you have to fight for what is good. If not, what is evil will wipe you out. Yep, I'm Ron Edwards. Remember, we'll join you on the next installment of the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards. Bye now.